Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette College trustees express concern over lack of state support amid rising NZ Center costs. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The trustees of the Gillette Community College District expressed frustration over the lack of state support for the construction of a building named after late lawmaker Mike Enzi as project costs rise by over $5 million. The Gillette News Record reported initially estimated at $33 million. The current price tag is $40 million, with ongoing increases due to construction delays. Despite seeking state approval to qualify for maintenance funding, no state dollars have been allocated. Trustees expressed disappointment in the absence of state buildings in Gillette and Campbell County, considering its significant contributions to the state's tax revenue. College Board Trustee Robert Palmer said, "Damn it, it is time that the state of Wyoming puts some money into a state building in Campbell County, and we can share the building with the state office if that's what they'd like to do, but we need to have a state building that the state of Wyoming's willing to put some money into." He went on to say, "We're the third largest community in the state of Wyoming. Can you name one state facility, and I'm not talking about workforce development, and I'm not talking about DFS, but can you name one state building that is in the third largest community in the state of Wyoming?" The College Foundation plans to hire a capital campaign consultant to lead fundraising efforts. While the project initially sought state funding, it's now relying on private funds, although efforts will be made to align with state protocols for potential future state funding. Hundreds attend funeral service for 14-year-old Casper boy Bobby Mayer. Family, friends, and members of the Casper community gathered to bid farewell to Robert Bobby Mayer, Jr., a 14-year-old boy who tragically lost his life defending his girlfriend. Cowboy State Daily reported the memorial service at the Highland Park Community Church in Casper saw over 200 attendees mourning the loss of the young man described as loving basketball and the color blue. Pastor Brian Elliott led the service, acknowledging the senseless act of violence that took Mayer's life and urged against letting rage or lack of forgiveness consume them. Mayer was remembered for his courage, tenacity, and love for basketball, with a video tribute capturing moments from his life. The service concluded with pallbearers, including Mayer's brothers and friends, escorting his casket adorned with blue balloons and basketballs out of the sanctuary. Mayer's burial took place at Highland Park Cemetery as two 15-year-old boys faced murder charges for his death. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.